Good morning, everybody. Thank you all for attending today. Philanthropy and community engagement has always been a cornerstone of the Minnesota Vikings. And since taking ownership of the team, along with winning a Super Bowl for the state of Minnesota and providing the best fan experience possible, being a strong community partner has been one of the three pillars of our organization. From its inception in 1978, the Vikings Children's Fund has been the nonprofit entity guiding the team's philanthropic efforts. And we are proud of the nearly $12 million raised for community organizations over the years. We're always looking at ways in which we can have an impact in our community, and we're excited to take a new, engaged approach to the Vikings' charitable engagement efforts. It's our pleasure to introduce today the Minnesota Vikings Foundation, a new charitable organization with a primary focus on advancing the well-being of youth through engaging health and education initiatives. Before I turn it over to our Chief Operating Officer, Kevin Warren, to talk through the details of the foundation, I want to say thank you to the Vikings leadership and staff, particularly to Kevin, who played a significant role in developing this new chapter in the Vikings community engagement efforts. We are proud to launch this effort dedicated to bettering the lives of children in the region. Thank you. Kevin?
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to stand before you today. First and foremost, I would like to just really thank the Will family for everything that they have stood for. As you know, they've had a great history in charitable giving and giving back to the community through their own personal Will Family Foundation. And because of that, with their leadership from Mark and Ziggy and Lenny and John Wilf, they've empowered us here at the Vikings to do things in the community to make a difference, to be stewards of this great asset of what we call the Minnesota Vikings. So as Mark alluded to, today is a very special day. You know, we're launching the new Minnesota Vikings Foundation. We had a great relationship and a great opportunity and a great impact in the community with the Vikings Children's Fund since 1978. We were able to donate over $12 million to various efforts here in the Twin Cities community. That being said, just like any great business, things evolve. Just like our stadium with U.S. Bank Stadium, our practice facility with Twin Cities Orthopedics, and now the new Minnesota Vikings Foundation, we're doing everything we possibly can to do to get better. And so we're excited here. And one of the things that makes it special is that we took a lot of time, really almost a year, to really take the time to plan, to articulate our thoughts and vision. And really, one thing we found out and discovered is that when you do things for kids, for the right reasons, to make a change and impact in their life, it will always make a positive difference. And when you look at some issues in our community here, from health and wellness, and to realize that this generation is tracking to be the first generation in society where some of these young people may live shorter lives than their parents did, and that bothered us. And it also, we have issues here in the Twin Cities community, although an absolutely beautiful, special community, where we think that we can help bridge this achievement gap from an education standpoint. So one of the things that you'll see in this new foundation is that we'll be able to really create opportunities for young people here, not only in the Twin Cities, but also in the entire state of Minnesota, where we can help to make a difference. We strongly believe that we have a fiduciary responsibility, as Mark and his family are owners of the Minnesota Vikings, but for every Minnesota Vikings employee that works here, that we want to make a difference in the lives of our youth here, not only from a health and wellness standpoint, but also from an education standpoint. And so our goal is to really create programs, to do grant making. We've talked about launching a food truck initiative in 2018, to that as we look back over the course of this foundation, that we can say that we help make a difference from a betterment standpoint. And so we're just honored to stand here before you today to launch this new Minnesota Vikings Foundation. There have been some people here in our organization who have really done an unbelievable job. One of them you'll hear next, and Brett Tabor, who's our executive director of the foundation. But people in our organization like Lester Bagley and Jeff Anderson and Karin Nelson have really stepped up to help pull this together and make things happen. And again, back to where I started, I just want to say thank you again to the Wolf Family Foundation to support us, to be there with us, to be there behind us and in front of us to really do everything we possibly can to win as many football games as we possibly can, to build great stadiums, to build great practice facilities, to do really unique things in the community. But at the end of the day, we're here as stewards of this great franchise to build a life that will give people an opportunity to have better food, have better nutrition, and have better education. And so we're honored and we're humbled to stand before you today to launch our new Minnesota Vikings Foundation and to take the first step of many steps to make this world, and especially the Twin Cities community and the state of Minnesota, a better place to live. So thank you for coming out today. We appreciate it. And I'd like to invite our new executive director, Brett Tabor, who's been with our organization for many years, to come up and give some more details. Have a great day, Brett.
Thank you, Kevin. Thanks so much, Kevin. And I just want to reiterate what Mark and Kevin both said, that the Minnesota Vikings Foundation is truly going to be a new hands-on approach to how we are able to engage the community. It's something that our staff is passionate about. It's something that I personally am very passionate about and look forward to taking on this opportunity to truly make a measurable difference in the lives of children in our community. As Kevin alluded to, there are really some problems that we feel like we can address here in this community, not only with the fact that there's an achievement gap education-wise here in the state of Minnesota, but also the fact that this is the first generation tracking to have a shorter life expectancy than their parent generation through physical inactivity and poor nutrition. And those are areas that are really driving focus behind the Minnesota Vikings Foundation and the work that we want to do in the community. And we stand before you here today excited about the opportunity that we're going to have to do that. And hopefully a lot of you got the opportunity to see our Vikings staff that were out here supporting the Minnesota Vikings Foundation today. We had 50 kids from Minneapolis and St. Paul that were here working with our Vikings staff members one-on-one as mentors. Our staff members were having the opportunity to lead them in educational opportunities out here on field as a part of practice. They're getting a healthy meal. They're actually inside the field house right now going through physical activity session with Vikings youth football manager EJ Henderson. So it's a fun-packed day, an experience that these kids will never forget. And it's truly just the first step that the Minnesota Vikings Foundation is taking to help better the lives of children here in the Minnesota community. So as we have all spoken, we are just humbled to be able to bring this opportunity to Minnesota, and we look forward to sharing more about these endeavors with all of you as we move forward into the future, and hope that all Vikings fans everywhere will join us as we forge ahead together in this new mission. So with that, thank you again to the Wilf ownership, to Kevin, and if anyone has any questions, we'd be happy to answer them at this time.
Any questions for anybody? Just how cool was it seeing the kids out here, meeting the players, and all that kind of stuff?
We all know the issues that we face on a daily basis. Some of the things, you just have to turn on the news for 2 minutes, and you realize certain things that people are struggling with in life. And just from a practical standpoint, we're also very blessed to stand here on a sunny, beautiful day to watch football, and to also be able to combine that and to be able to impact the lives of kids. You know, it's hard being a young person nowadays. And so we feel any way that we can create an environment from a mentorship program, which we're starting with our employees, to provide free and good and healthy and nutritious food, and to provide young people an opportunity to get some exercise. That gives them a great start to be great. And you never know. One of these young people may be a player here one day. They may be a coach here one day. They may be an executive. They may go on to own a professional football team. But I do know that if you provide them with nutrition and health, wellness, mentorship, and encouragement, they have a better opportunity to do something great than they did other than before. So, again, this is a very special and kind of happy day.
What are some of the ways you guys look to close the achievement gap issues or address some of those things?
I mean, we spent a lot of time studying that here in the Twin Cities, and it's just not, you know, these aren't numbers that are made up. But by and large, you know, young people of color kind of start school behind. And so one of the things that we're going to do is just after school programs, mentoring programs, and also to see what we can do to help move the down. One of the most simple ways to do it is to start off with school supplies. I mean, there are a lot of young people who start school each year that have no school supplies. So not only what it means to have school supplies, but also what it means to say that somebody cares about you and your family and wants to give you the best opportunity. There are a lot of bright young people who just really need the opportunity. So what we're going to do is to continually work hard through Brett's leadership and ownership support, and we're going to engage all of our employees to give them an opportunity to really help kind of promote ways that we can do better and help move that down. We're going to take ideas from our employees. And that's one of the great things to see the number of employees come out today to actually volunteer to be a mentor. And as I said, I've said it before, life is not easy, just generally speaking. And for young people, it's especially hard in a complicated environment. So we will look for multiple ways to engage them, to encourage them, to help them to be great, and really for them to strive to be the best that they possibly can be.
Kevin, you said this took like a year to kind of put it all together. Was there any one moment, either personally from you or anyone from the staff, that said, this is why we need to change it, this is why we need to form this, this is... Is there a personal story or moment?
Well, I think, and again, it goes back. If you, you know, which I know you've done, if you really look at the history of the Wilf family, where they started, you know, to be Holocaust survivors, to really come to this country at ground zero, and to be able to build what they have accomplished, not only in the sports world, in the business world, but the thing that impresses me the most about their family is what they've done from a philanthropic standpoint in a very classy, elegant, graceful way. And so that's the backdrop that we have had from day one. And so although I've been blessed to work with their family for 14 years now, that's something always in the back of your mind. And because we had had a successful relationship with the Vikings Children Fund, but over the last couple years, as we have kind of morphed as an organization, whether it's through the new buildings or the new initiatives or the restructure of the organization, diversity that we have, women in key positions, we just felt that we evaluated and said we were doing a very good job, but we want to strive to be a great organization in all levels. And not just to say it, but to do it. And so I think it was really a combination of various items that had happened. And again, looking in the newspaper, seeing what happens in the news. But as we take a step back here, and because it's so easy to forget how blessed we are and how much God has blessed all of us. And so when you take a step back here and say, if we really pull together, pull our resources together, be hands-on approach, have certain initiatives, and allow our fans to get involved with this, we truly believe we can move the dial. And so we've seen already what has happened. But if we give people an opportunity, because one thing that makes this state, the Minnesota, special, and the people here, they by and large are incredibly philanthropic. And so we just think if we afford our fans, not only here but around the world, an opportunity to participate, to see results, I think we have high expectations of this, but I think we're really going to be astonished as far as the impact that this has on young people from a health, wellness standpoint. And as I said, when you read the statistics on the achievement gap that we didn't make up, just look at them, and if you read the statistics from a health and wellness standpoint. And so what we feel here right now, if we can extend the lives of these young folks, it saves an insurance cost, it gives us a better job force, all of these different issues. So we have a chance, using football as a platform, to really change the lives and impact not only the Twin Cities, the state of Minnesota, but where these young people will grow up in the different colleges and where they go work around the world, that starting this foundation we think will help impact them in a way that will really help change the world.
And Kevin, if I could just very briefly to answer your question, is there one moment? I've been with the organization for 11 years, and I remember a time when I first started with the organization, when we went with staff and we were visiting children at the Children's Hospital here at the University of Minnesota Masonic Children's Hospital, and there was a young child there that was going through a difficult time in his early struggles. And our staff had a chance to go in there and brighten his day and put a smile on his face. And I didn't think much of it at the time. But when we walked out, his parents were crying. And, you know, we were consoling the parents. We weren't sure why they were crying. But when they said, our son hasn't been afforded the opportunities that we've wanted to provide for him. And coming in here as a part of your organization, what you've done today, just to simply put a smile on his face is so powerful, because we haven't seen him smile in 3 years for what he's gone through. And that's why they were crying. And I, while that's a very dramatic story, I think it helps set the example for our Viking staff members, how we can see that direct impact and how that inspired so many of us with moments like that, that we can create absolutely every single day here in the lives of children in Minnesota. And that's what we're so passionate about being able to do. And I think that's why a lot of us, myself included, are so excited about the direction that our ownership and executives are allowing us to take with the Minnesota Vikings Foundation.
You know, one thing that's great too is just Brett alluded to, he's been here 11 years. That's what also makes this special. And back to the Wolf family creating a family organization, we've promoted people internally. You know, we went out and we hired the best person that we thought on the planet to lead this charge. And he was here. He's been here. So that's another exciting thing about it. The also other thing that I have to say is that we've been very fortunate in the head coach of Mike Zimmer, who has his own charitable initiatives that he's shown, and Rick Spielman and Rob Brzezinski, the way that they've helped people who have been adopted. And so to have football coaches, general managers, and the football executives also supporting this, and that's why we can have players, that's something that shouldn't be lost in all of this process. So to have the entire organization come together, especially your coach, your head coach, your general manager, and your executive vice president of football operations to come together, what it does from ownership to everyone throughout this organization, they have a way to really make a difference in the lives of young people. And so that's what I think makes this really special.
Kevin, how do you guys going to, how do you plan on working with the school districts? Because the achievement gap has been something that's been talked about, you know, public-private partnerships. How do you see that moving forward?
Hey, Greg, that's a great question. One of the things that's exciting, we believe just by announcing this today, we've already started to move the achievement gap. Because now it's public. You know, people are willing to talk about it. The beautiful thing about this, we will provide people with a forum now that it's okay. This is not blaming anyone. This is not poking anyone in the eye. This is saying that we have an issue here. We have an issue that impacts all of us, regardless of what community we live into. And I think what you'll see is that this will open up the dialogue under Brett's leadership, where we can sit down and talk about different things and sit down with people in the school administration and ask them, what are some ways that we can help? Some of these may be very simple. Some of them may be very complicated. But we all know that by the time children get to 5 and 6 years old, you know, it's tough to start helping kids in eighth grade to start reading. I mean, you can do it. And so that's why we want to start early. But I think, Greg, a great question. But one of the things we're going to do early on is to be able to open up this dialogue to figure out ways as far as the way we can help. And we're going to track all this. And hopefully, as we look back over the next 3, 5, 7, 10 years, we will see a clear, you know, increase, not only in the health and wellness of our young people here in the state of Minnesota, but also from an education standpoint to make this a better place to live.
Anything else? Okay, thanks everyone.
Thank you.